It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. A large orb spider has built a web outside the office window, and we take frequent breaks to reflect upon it. In contrast to the nearby desks, the spider's web looks very tidy. Strands radiate remarkably regularly from a central hub, with spirals circling in an orderly fashion from the center to the periphery. We wonder, what does it take to make this web? The obvious essentials are spider silk and a talent for weaving. Although a number of insects can produce silk, this ability is usually restricted to one stage in their life cycle, such as a caterpillar building a cocoon. In contrast, all spiders possess spinning glands and produce amazingly sturdy silk throughout their lives. The drag line of a garden spider is so strong that it would have to be 48 miles long before it would snap under its own weight, and it could be stretched 1 1/3 times its length before it would break. In contrast, nylon thread can be stretched only half as far before snapping. Spiders make silk in specialized glands found inside their abdomens. Each tiny silk gland secretes liquid drops of protein which flow in a thin duct to a specific spinneret, the organ used to spin silk. The transition of liquid silk into a solid thread is nothing short of miraculous. In ways that are not entirely understood, spiders turn a flowing substance into strong thread by creating tension at or near the tip of the spinneret at a place appropriately called the spigot. By increasing pressure around the spigot, or by actively pulling out silk with their hind legs, spiders change the orientation of the protein molecules, forcing them to become parallel with one another. The result? Liquid becomes solid and silk thread is formed. Okay, so what about actually weaving the silk into a fancy web, designed to capture unsuspecting insects? Our spider appears to have purposely chosen a window near a light that draws insects toward the web with deadly accuracy. She looks well-fed. She belongs to the ecological group of web spiders as opposed to wandering spiders. Only web spiders construct snares, in a bewildering array of shapes and sizes. Funnel and sheet web spiders create horizontal sheets, while cobweb and daddy longleg spiders construct irregular meshes. The orb web, like the one our spider has woven, is considered the evolutionary summit of web building because of its complexity. We've never seen the spider build its web. That's a nighttime activity. However, we have learned that spiders can weave an entire web in about 25 minutes. In the first 5 minutes, spiders create the equivalent of a bike wheel, a symmetrical pattern of radial threads, like spokes, converging at a central spot, the hub. The more time-consuming task is to weave the catching spiral. Starting at the rim, spiders connect the spokes of the web in a circular fashion and continue almost to the hub. Composed of a twin set of twisted threads studded with sticky glue droplets, the spiral can use up to 60 feet of silk. The completed web forms the perfect trap. Spider watching is simple to do in Montana, where our homes and offices are frequently visited by the eight-legged creatures. The next time you feel you've let good housekeeping practices slip, take a closer look at that spider web in the corner. You may find it much more organized than your desktop. Today's Field Note was written by Deborah Ritchie Oberbillig and by Lynn Tennefoss. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming programs and events, you can contact the Nature Center at 327-0405. Or check our website at www.montananaturalist.org.